You must also be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Semper paratus. Semper paratus. You see, a small team was besieged by insurgents on a rooftop building, and they were forced into a retreat, into a small little corner just behind a cement wall, a cement parapet. They were being peppered with high-caliber rifles from a position when they were in a fight for their very lives. Mike Mansour, who was a U.S. Navy SEAL and a posthumously recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, he's actually a good example of this. Semper paratus. On September 29th, in 2006, you know, just about 10 years ago, this man was a Catholic man who was fighting in Operation Iraqi Freedom, right there stationed in Ramadi. He actually just attended Catholic Mass that day, had his confession heard, and went out into battle there in Ramadi in Iraq. When suddenly one of the enemy fighters tossed a grenade over that parapet, and in the middle of those three Navy SEALs who were in that team. No, Mansour was actually the one who was closest to the wall, furthest from this grenade, and easily what he could have done was jumped over that concrete wall to safety in an instant. Would have been free. Completely safe. Semper paratus. But instead of what he did, young Mike Mansour, instead, what he did was he yelled, "Grenade!" And immediately leapt out there upon that grenade, sheltering with his body. And as soon as his body hit, that's when the grenade went off. Absorbing the blow in this heroic action, saving his teammates' lives at the very cost of his own life. Semper paratus. You see, Mike Mansour right there in that moment was mortally wounded. His body completely destroyed by that grenade. But he did have enough time for the Catholic chaplain to rush over to his position and give him last rites before he passed. This is Chaplain Father Holliday. In 2008, this man received the Congressional Medal of Honor from President George H.W. Bush. Right there, posthumously awarded to him, accepted by his own father. See, one thing you can't do, you can't improvise heroic action, right? It's something you have to be prepared for. And young Mike Mansour, just a young man himself, was somebody who always lived at the ready. He was listo. In fact, his friends say that Mike was constantly one who was making little sacrifices all throughout his life so that his fellow comrades wouldn't have to go through these things, wouldn't have to suffer in little ways, giving them his water, his food, all these things. In little ways, he would take care of his men so that when this great moment of heroism came, Mike simply just did what Mike does, which was make sacrifices. He just continued in that moment, making the same choices that he'd been making his whole life. You know, the United States Marine Corps has a saying. It's actually their motto. The United States Coast Guard has a saying. And that is, Semper paratus. Semper paratus. This means always ready. Always prepared. Kind of like the Boy Scout motto, right? Always ready. In today's gospel, that's what Jesus asks us to do. He calls us to do the same thing in this gospel, having the same attitude as the Coast Guards have by their motto. Semper paratus. Always be ready. Always be prepared. But what are we supposed to be ready for? He says be ready, but what is it that we're supposed to be at the ready to do? He says we're always supposed to be ready for the moment of our passing, the moment of our death. He's encouraging us to live each and every day ready to give ourselves in love, ready to find self-sacrifice. And in that way, what we'll be doing is actually storing up for ourselves treasure not where moth and rust decay, where thieves can break in and steal, but in heaven, where it will last for all of eternity. We can lay all our good works at the very feet of Jesus and say, "This is what I bring to you, my King." Because one day we will meet him face to face. And that's the moment that's going to matter. I think that one thing that we need to reflect upon, brothers and sisters, is a little question to ask ourselves. To ask ourselves, especially each and every day at the close of the day. How do I want to meet God? How do I want to come into his presence? Because each one of us is going to die. We know that. We all know that each one of us has a terminal illness. It's called mortality. None of us are free from that. Each one of us will die. We know that these bodies are eventually going to wear out and die. The difference is, the thing is, we just don't know when and we don't know where. We don't know how. But the day does come. We know that God says, be ready. And we have to ask ourselves that question. How do I want to come before God? To meet him face to face for that first time? You know, Jesus wants us to be ready for that moment. For that moment, all of our lives, we will die in the same way that we lived. Because each and every moment of our lives is a preparation for that. Whether that's for the good or for the ill. It's one way or the other. And if we lived a life by sacrificing ourselves for others, then we're going to be ready to sacrifice ourselves for others when and if that day does come. You know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, a real wealth of knowledge, I encourage you to glean from it often. It's something we should maybe look at each and every day. But what it says there is that each one of us, when we die, will be judged by the way we lived our lives, saying, and I quote, "Death puts an end to human life as the time open to either accepting or rejecting the divine grace manifested in Christ. Each of us will be rewarded immediately after life according with his works and with his faith." Brothers and sisters, what this means is that when we die, we're going to meet Christ face to face. We're going to see our Creator, the lover of our souls, whom we worship each and every time we come to Mass, hopefully each and every day of our lives. But at that time, we're going to see something else. We're going to see the effects of all the good and the evil that we've ever done in our lives. We call that the last judgment, the final judgment, where all things are revealed. But we're also going to see the effects of the things that we failed to do. The goods that were there for us to choose, but instead we went off and did our own thing. Kept our eyes looking down on our phones. Kept ourselves not paying attention to what God is actually moving us to, or slowness to act. John of the Cross puts it this way. The one I love very much. He says, in the evening of life, we will all be judged on love. On the way in which we've given ourselves in love for others. That's what self-sacrifice is. It's love. Now, Christ's message today is to live each and every day as a preparation to meet him with joy. That's what it means to have that semper paratus attitude within us. Always to be ready, always willing to do the good that God has laid before us. And we're going to do that today. You know, the first thing that the priest will do after the homily, when he's beginning the liturgy of the Eucharist, we call it the preparation of the gifts. That's what he does here upon the altar. He prepares it. What he does is he takes this white corporal out of this burse here, brings it out, and begins to unfold it. Then he puts the chalice upon it. He puts the paten upon it. And he sets everything up so that when it comes time for consecration, when it comes time for Christ to come down and take on the forms of body and blood from the bread and the wine which we present him, that they may actually become them. That is where Christ begins to rest, will begin to lie, and so he prepares the altar for Christ to come. What he does is he receives those gifts of your lives in the bread and the wine and takes them to Christ, takes them to God so that he can transform them, or as we celebrated today at Mass in Pinos Wells, so they can be transfigured, so their reality can be changed in a way and we can see the luminous glory of Christ in the Eucharist. All we do is bring him to God so that they can be transformed into his body and into his blood. In other words, what's going on here at Mass is a preparation of the altar before the consecration. And you see, our lives, brothers and sisters, we're actually supposed to be walking altars, living altars within our own lives. Our whole lives are to be an altar where we prepare the sacrifice so that Christ can take the things, the attitudes, the various things that we experience in our lives and receive them in himself, so they can be offered to him for the glory of his name. At Mass, what happens is God makes us into altars. And in Mass, what we do is we receive the very strength and courage of God to always be at the ready. So that what happens there may truly affect our lives. In the Mass, we also receive the assurance that God isn't going to leave us. Because he never leaves us. He's united himself to us in the Eucharist and through all the very sacraments we've received. He can't turn his back on himself. He wants to help us to truly love him and to love others as we love ourselves. In Mass, we are brought into unity with others, with our brothers and sisters who are here in the congregation with us. And we recognize that these ones who are with us, sitting in the pews here in Encino, are worthy of our own self-sacrifice, worthy of our own service, worthy of our love. And so, like Michael Mansour, who was there in Ramadi, thinking it was just another day for another operation, we don't know what's going to be demanded of us in our lives. We don't know what situations are going to be brought before us. We don't know who is in need that's going to need us maybe to leap on a grenade for them. A grenade of when somebody tries to tear somebody else down. Maybe when somebody else is having difficulty with the loss of a loved one. Maybe when somebody else is in pains and in wounds because of things that are going on within their family, unbeknownst to any of us, or a hidden sin. We don't know what God has prepared for us in the day. But we're called to be prepared. Christ wants us to make preparations now because the moment of heroism really is just around that next corner. And if we're ready, we'll be able to do it and bring these things as a gift to God of our own lives. Christ today wants us to prepare our hearts for love. And in preparation, he wants us to prepare for that day known only to God when we will finally give our lives and meet our Creator face to face. And in him, we will see light itself. So right now, in this Mass, we need to pray. We need to pray for each other that on that day when we meet the Lord, he can come to us as he comes to the servants of all the saints. When he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come into the joy prepared for you for all eternity." Semper paratus. Be prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.